Welcome to Tard Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmor Kuftes Zayin 116. We have been singing the Tehillim of Hallel as a group. Now, in Tehillim 116, we focused on singing as an individual. It's all about my song and my prayer. Imagine being at the Beis HaMikdash singing Hallel with hundreds of thousands of people. It can get easy to get lost in the crowd. This song doesn't allow us to hide in the masses. Each pasuk in this song, each verse is such a gem and can be used as a mantra or affirmation on a regular basis. So I will try to do many of these psukim together with you. And now let's begin. We begin with the most passionate beginning pasuk in all of Tehillim. It begins with Ahavti. I'm in love. I love. Ki yishma Hashem es koli tachanunai, for Hashem listens to my voice, my supplications. It's not clear, this passionate beginning. I love what? Where's the direct that were who? So the Metzidus David explains, it allows for various understandings. The Metzidus David explains, I love Hashem because he listens to me, even to the fact that I complain. The Ibn Ezra says, I love the fact that Hashem always listens to me, even if I'm complaining. And when one feels this way, that they love God, and they love the fact that Hashem always listens to them, no matter what they're saying. Really, what the next step is I love myself. I love my life. And that's this beginning. I'm in love because Hashem always listens to me. Pasuk Beis, and not just listen to me, but watch this, Pasuk 2. Ki hita azno li, for he turns his ear to me, uvia mai ekra, and in all my days I call out to him. He always makes an, quote unquote, makes the effort to listen to me, and so I call out all the time. Now the Yalkut Shimoni, the Medrash, explains this even further, and he says, Ein ha'aznaim shel ma'ala kriyos ela li bilvad. The ears of heaven are directed only towards me. Do you hear what this is saying? The Medrash is telling us that no matter how many people call out to Hashem at the same time, Hashem turns his ears to me as if I am an only child. Ahavti. I feel loved. And these psukim are identifying a lifestyle of being in love with God, of being in love with yourself, of feeling God's love towards you. Me. I should keep talking in singular. It's about me. And I don't feel God's love because my life is so utopic or perfect. It isn't. Look at Pasuk 3, Pasuk Gimel. Afafuni chevle maves. The pains of death surround me. Umitzarei sha'ol mitza'uni. The confines of the grave find me or found me. Tzara v'yagon emtza. I find pain and suffering. There's constant pain in my life. And sometimes suffering finds me, as in the confines of the grave found me, meaning a person may be saying this feeling very, very ill. And sometimes we find suffering. Sometimes we make ourselves miserable. But whatever kind of suffering I'm in, Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, Uvashem Hashem Ekra, and I call out to Hashem, because I know he's listening to me. Now notice there seems to be an awkward break in these psukim, because we generally think that I'm in pain and I call out to God is like one sentence. I'm in pain, so I call out to God. But here, Pasuk Gimel, verse 3 talks about I'm in pain, end of sentence. Pasuk Dalet begins, and I call out to Hashem. Why aren't they juxtaposed into one sentence? And I think the reason is quite simple. That there are times in our lives when we're in a lot of pain and we can't just immediately go and call out to God and tell God, know that God loves us or feel that God loves us and he's listening to us. There are times that we need to stop a minute, and then when we're ready, we can call out to God. And when I do call out, Pasuk Hey, verse 5, I say, Chanun Hashem v'tzadik, Hashem is merciful and just, ve'lokeinu merachem, and our God is compassionate. Wait, our God? What happened to the song being written in singular? It's about me. So when I talk about my pain, my story, it's in the singular. But when I ask for compassion, I need to think beyond myself. It's about us. We all need compassion. Pasuk Vav, verse 6. And Hashem has so much compassion for me, so much so, and for all of us, that Shomer Psayim Hashem, Hashem guards foolish people, even people who accidentally or in their foolishness brought the pain upon themselves. They made mistakes. Hashem still guards them. Dalosi Vili Yoshia, I was brought low. It's possible that I brought myself down, and he will save me nonetheless. And with that, let's move on to Pasuk Zion, verse 7. And unlike many other psukim, this one is clearly the singer talking to himself at this very vulnerable and challenging time. He's not calling out to God. He's not telling other people. He is talking to himself, and he says, Shuvi nafshi limnuchaychi, return my soul to your resting place. Calm down. Ki Hashem gamal alaychi, for Hashem was always kind to you. I added the word always. Hashem was kind to you. Notice again the superfluous yud, that extra poetic yud, which is incorrect grammatically. But it reminds us that we're not talking to you as a meaning to someone else. I, the singer, am talking to myself. Calm down, Rivki Siegel. Hashem is kind to me. Rav Hirsch explains that the language for kindness here is gamal, gomel, as in gomel chasadim. Hashem gives chesed. The word gomel literally means to ripen, the fruits ready to be cut and eaten, or weaned, as a mother weans her child when she has given him everything he needs to sustain himself. Gomel is Hashem gives us what we need to sustain ourselves and manage on our own. And really, that's what gemilas chasadim is about. Doing chesed to others is helping others. Ultimately, the best chesed is helping others help themselves and move forward, be able to move forward. Rav Hirsch writes on this pasuk the following, and I'm going to quote. When we say Hashem gamal alaychi, that Hashem was kind to me, whatever life, what Hashem was kind to you, meaning Hashem was kind to me, whatever life may bring, find peace of mind knowing that whatever happens to you has been brought to you by God himself. And we can also use this pasuk to calm us down or calm down our minds when we have such mental noise, mental chatter going on in our heads. There's so many different voices that keep us from being calm and focused. Right before we're davening, all those different ideas and thoughts that crash, that come crashing down on us, or as we're about to work on something and we're not able to focus on our work because of all the noise in our heads. Or even more, as we're ready to go to sleep at night, all these new voices come in to keep us from being able to relax. When that happens, this pasuk could be a mantra or a lullaby for us to repeat again and again till we calm down. As Rav Hirsch says, whatever life may bring, find peace of mind knowing that whatever happens to you has been brought to you by God himself. Say it again and again. But now with this new calmness, we're going to see a shift from the individual feeling so needy and desperate in pain to the individual who's ready to move forward and dream big dreams. And here we go. Watch the shift. Pasuk Ches, verse 8. Ki chilatzta nafshi mimaves. You saved my soul in the past. You enable me to keep my feet going and moving forward even when I was sad. So I'm determined that now, Pasuk Tes, verse 9, Eshalech lifnei Hashem be'artzos hachayim. I am determined. I will walk before Hashem in the land of the living. Be'artzos hachayim. There are many different interpretations of this. I'm going to translate it as long as I'm living, I will walk before Hashem. Meaning, I'm not going to wait for Hashem to make miracles for me and then I will go. Or I'm going to get the results that I want and then I will move forward. I am going to move forward even before I see the salvation from Hashem. And this sounds really great, but it's not so easy to do. How will I have this energy? How will I have the ability to move forward while I'm so badly waiting for something to happen to me to enable me to move forward? So here's the key. Pasuk Yud, verse 10. He'emanti ki adaber. I put my belief in that which I speak. Or I believed because I spoke to myself and told myself that yes, I can move forward. And I believe that this pasuk is a big reason or motivation to say Tehillim. Because when we're saying Tehillim, we're speaking to ourselves. And my speech affects my thoughts. And therefore, if I talk to myself and I tell myself, Hashem is with me, Hashem listens to me, Hashem loves me, all the beautiful, empowering words of Tehillim, my thoughts will then follow and I'll feel stronger. And when I feel stronger, my actions will then follow my thoughts and I'll be able to keep going. In other words, positive speech is so important because if you speak positively, you think positively, and then your decisions and actions and interactions will become much more positive as well. Our speech leads us. And it's now going to lead us forward so that we're going to be in a place of calling out to Hashem again. Look at Pasuk Yud Beis, verse 12. Ma ashiv l'Hashem kol tagmuloi alai. I'm calling out to Hashem and I'm saying, what can I give back to Hashem for all the good that he has done for me, that he does for me? Notice that root word again of gimel, mem, lamed, all that Hashem gives me. I love him. What can I do for him? Pasuk Yigimel 13. Kos Yeshua sesa uveshem Hashem ekra. I will lift up my cup of salvations and I will call out to Hashem. My cup refers to my fate, my circumstances. I will call out to Hashem, not just when I'm in pain, but I'll call out to Hashem acknowledging that all I have is from him and I'm thankful for it. Pasuk Yudalit, Nidarai Lashem Ashalem Negda Nalachal Amo. I'm already envisioning all the promises I make to Hashem, I will pay back in front of everyone. I will share my thanks, the thanks that I have of God with others. I will do things for others because of my appreciation of Hashem. Think about it. Sometimes when we're in a place of stress or fear or hope, as in, I hope I get this job, I hope I get better soon, we make resolutions in our mind and say, if I get this job, I'm now going to be able to be kind to people who are also awaiting finding employment. Or if I get better, or when I get better, I'm going to give tzedakah. When I get better, I'm going to write thank you notes to the doctors and the nurses. But David HaMelech, the singer, already sees himself living out those promises. Why do we have to wait till we get the job to be kind to people who are also looking for jobs? Why do we have to wait to get better to write thank you notes to the doctors and the nurses or to give tzedakah to places that need tzedakah? Pasuk Tes Zayin. The singer is ready to do his actions of thanks now. Ana Hashem, Pasuk Tes Zayin, please Hashem. Ki ani avdecha, I am your servant. Help me, Hashem, because I am your servant. Ani avdecha ben amasecha. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. And here we hear the memory of his great-grandmother, Rus, the maidservant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I learned selfless devotion to you, God, from my mother and my great-grandmother, Rus. I am your servant, and therefore pitachta limoserai, you have opened my chains. What's the connection between being a servant and have God opening up our chains? Because sometimes others' expectations or reactions to our struggles make us feel more helpless and paralyzed. Others expect us to act in a way which is not right for us. You know, you're going through the struggle, this is what you should do. But we know this is not what we should do. So we're confused and we're stuck because of others' expectations. Or others look at us in pain and they say, Nebuch, she will never be able to, and they finish it. I feel so sorry for her, or the way that they look at us makes us feel so bad for ourselves. And that doesn't help us. That stifles us. So when we accept our circumstances as this is what Hashem wants us to experience, He has brought this upon us and we are His servants and we're going to do what Hashem wants us to do with this, it's very, very empowering. And Pasuk Yud Zayin 17, once again, we are going to call out to Hashem. L'cha ezbach zevach toda uv'shem Hashem ekra. I will offer a sacrifice of thanks and I will call out to Hashem. And this time I call out with pure thanks, no pain, with such confidence that there'll be so much to be thankful for. Pasuk Yud Ches, verse 18, Nidarai Lashem Ashalem, Negda Na L'chal Amo. Once again I say, I'm going to share my gratitude with others and I will use my gratitude to help others as well. In this thankful state, we are now, the singer, David HaMelech, is now really able to dream. And look at this dream in Pasuk Yotes, verse 19. B'chatzros beis Hashem b'sochechi Yerushalayim halleluka. In the courtyard of Hashem's house, in the midst of Yerushalayim, halleluka, that's where I'm going to give my thanks. And we reach the crescendo of the song as David, where the singer sees the details of his positive vision. He sees the Beis HaMikdash, the courtyard, and a built-up Yerushalayim where so many will come. And remember, in the time of David, when David was singing this, there was no Beis HaMikdash yet. During a life-threatening situation, when David was surrounded in pain, he was able to imagine his dream coming true. How did he do that? Because the more he spoke to God, the more he was able to imagine his challenges turning around. The more he talks to God, the more passionately in love with Him he feels, and the more optimistic and appreciative he is of his life. Ahavti, I love my life. This song reminds all of us that Hashem is always listening to each and every one of us. So as we start talking to Hashem, we often start talking about our suffering. But as we talk to God and we start feeling His love, we change our words and we talk ourselves into seeing our most amazing dreams come true. Ahavti, I love it. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bas Chaim Leib.